Every year, NPR reviews hundreds of musicians, but we can't cover them all. So at year's end, here are three more we want you to hear. Today, we begin a short series called Music We Missed. And we start across the Atlantic in London. That's where music producers Johan Carlberg and Etienne Trone have a studio. Down the street was a secondhand furniture shop. The owner was Isa Mumwaya from Malawi. Carlberg and Trone got to know him, and they discovered he had musical talents.
We always used to call Isa the African Phil Collins because he was a drummer and singer.
The three teamed up to produce an album. Johan Carlberg liked the sound of Isa Mumwaya singing in his native Chichewa.
The melody was what hit me the first time I heard him sing. The harmonies and the way he makes everything sound like a big chorus, and I always say that it feels like he's standing on top of a mountaintop singing to this big group of people.
Since I was in high school, I used to compose a lot of songs, and I still remember that I had about a 40-page book full of songs. So it's like when Johan gives me some tracks, some of them, it's like I have the words already. I just translate them to the beat. That's what I do. Kampopo is one of them. It was kind of like African, like Malawian kind of reggae, you know, traditional reggae. So I just translated to, you know, the beat.
That's a little sample of the music of Isa Mumwaya and Johan Carlberg, two members of the band The Very Best. Their recent album is called The Warm Heart of Africa, and you can hear songs from that album at nprmusic.org. Tomorrow, West Coast jazz from a Danish-born violinist. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Africa.